there, Progtopians. This is Mark. We're going to have some fun this Halloween 2020. We're going to have a two-part episode featuring some of the spookier themed or spookier named tracks from your favorite prog artists and mine, some of whom have been on the show before, like this guy, Francis Dunnery, Vampires.
Vampires! From your veins to your very soul! Vampires! Human remains that are chained to the wall! Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dunnery. Always an entertaining fellow, whether it's musically or just giving an interview. And if you want to hear the interview that I conducted with him a few years back, you can go to progtopia.com, search out episode 105 in the archival episodes tab on the website, and you can hear him expound on a whole lot of things. It was a very entertaining conversation, as I recall. Okay, well, we got Mr. Dunnery to kick it off. Here in part one, a lot of these songs are going to be maybe on the just more rock side, less metal. These will be, I hesitate to use the word lighter, but this hour or so, hour plus, is going to be devoted to those kind of songs. So you're going to hear some songs that may not necessarily be spooky in and of themselves, but they have some creepy, crawly, Halloween-style titles. But I'm going to go classic with the next one to a band that we all should know named the Alan Parsons Project. Their very first album was all about Edgar Allan Poe. And as we know, Edgar Allan Poe wrote some very scary stories way back in the day. We still love them today. My personal favorite one is this track from the album Tales of Mystery and Imagination. It is The Telltale Heart.
You should have seen him lying alone in helpless silence in the night. You should have seen him. You would have seen his eye reflecting in the light. Oh,
I of a cold pale Just stand and stare.
And that, of course, is the incomparable Mariana Semkina and I Am the Morning with Freak Show from their album The Bell. And if you want to hear Mariana's interview with me, that was episode 090. Also talked to Eric Wolfson of the Alan Parsons Project's daughter Sally in episode 027, way, way, way back. And I just recently had a Five From episode featuring the musical theater songs of Eric Wolfson. So that can also be found on the website progtopia.com. What do we got next? Well, we're going to go to Sweden on this one. And the Flower Kings, Roine Stolt, I talked to him back, that was in 2013, I think. This is from the album Banks of Eden. And Roine Stolt, I had him on 040 was the episode. But this song has an interesting name. It's a little foreboding, I guess you could call it here, as you can tell. The song is called Fire Ghosts.
Thank you. to all this hideous laughter, waiting to make their mark. Lurking around in all the wrong places, they were there from the start. Blending in with all the other faces. Thank you.
And that, of course, is Anathema, who I have not been lucky enough to have on the show. And now with the sad news of their, I don't know if breakup is the appropriate word, but they called it hiatus. That saddened a lot of us. But that was a song called Ghosts from their album The Optimist. And before that was Edison's Children. They've been on the show quite a bit. That's Eric Blackwood and Pete Trewavas of Marillion, naturally. You can find interviews with one or both of them at progtopia.com. Just look on the archival episodes tab, look for Edison's Children, click them all. They're a lot of fun. And those songs were from the album The Final Breath Before November, and they feature pieces from the long track that takes up the whole album. And that was the More Flux and I Am Haunted were the two parts there. Alrighty, time to move on with another classic track. This is a band that I'll admit I don't know a whole lot about, but I do like this song. And I got it from a box set called Supernatural Fairy Tales, which you can still find out there, I think. It's a great five-disc sort of comprehensive set of the early years of prog rock. So yeah, this is Atomic Rooster. This is a track called Death Walks Behind You.
Fate, or was cast by the the satisfied. Secrets, the reward. Paid for with lies. Sincerity, the cloak that you wear as your disguise. So who can you trust? And who can you turn to? When living a lie, and all that concerns you is who will betray you with a smile and a kiss. And who are the traitors to their gifts? And how do you, how do you, how do you sleep at night? And how do you, how do you, how do you sleep at night? Your home is not a safe house. The walls will have years. Life in the shadows brings suspicions and fears. Footsteps in the silence follow you at night, and secret rendezvous are just a way of life. So who can you trust, and who can you turn to?
Spooks by Daryl Way of Curved Air fame. You know him, he was the violinist. Yeah, I had him on the show. 053 was the episode for that one. And that was from Children of the Cosmos was the album. And before that, a short little instrumental track by Jam Corette from California. They were on the show on episode 106. That song was called Demon Train. Now I think I want to check in with a very prolific fellow named Dave Kirzner and one of his other projects. He's done a lot with under his own name with the band that you're going to hear from here, and of course Sound of Contact and their great album Dimensionaut. It's my album of the millennium so far, but Dave and his band, then bandmate Simon Collins, were on episode 033 of the show. But this is not from Dimensionaut. This is from one of In Continuum's Acceleration Theory albums. And Dave's got a great track here. It is called Vampires of the Soul.
How can
You might be wondering, why was that pleasant little acoustic-sounding song in here, in this supposedly scary episode that we're having that's Halloween-themed? Well, it's based on the title alone. It's by a guy named Adam Rabin. You might remember him from both an interview that I did with him for a Progtopia Planetary premiere from his album The Badger Flies at Dawn, which that song was also drawn from, and also Elephants of Scotland. Go to progtopia.com, the archival episodes. You'll find both interviews there. But that song title is Bowl of Toes. I just thought that was... It sounds like something that would be out on Halloween night. You wouldn't want to find that in the trick-or-treating candy bowl so much. But I just like the title, and I like Adam. He's a really good guy. So I wanted to include that here. Okay, let's wrap things up with probably the longest song title that you're going to hear on either of these two episodes. But we'll conclude with another... eccentric fellow, I don't think he'll mind me saying that, named Tom Slatter. He's on Bad Elephant Music, and I had him on the show. That was episode 109. It was for his album Happy People, but this song is from Fit the Fourth, the album that I believe came right before that. And I think it's appropriate to end the show with something that is sufficiently story-based in itself. This is its own little mini Halloween kind of song. And boy, does it have a long title, but I love it. Some of the creatures have broken the locks on the door to Lab 558. Thank you again for listening. Enjoy Tom Slatter for the next several minutes, and we'll see you in part two in a land called Progtopia.
Some of the creatures broken the locks on the door to Lab 558, and somehow their venom ate through the wires. Alarms didn't sound till it was too late. From the 3rd to 15th floor, they're infected with the spores of the creatures that broke through the locks on the door to Lab 558. Isn't it funny? There have been so many tales of lights and strange shapes in the sky. When finally something devastating happens, it comes from below, not on high. I've heard the official stories, but that's not what I believe. No, I believe the man with the burned ragged clothing who stumbled from the fire to tell the tale. Didn't know when they caught them, and he didn't know when, but he knew their grey skin and too many eyes. Their venom burned him and all of his friends, but he choked out the story before he died. We kept them in cages in a low-level lab, proof against force but not sound. And too late it was realized, their buzzing, their clicks was how they spoke, how they made their plans. Lab 558. And somehow their venom ached through the wires. Alarms didn't sound until it was too late. From the 3rd to 15th floor, they're infected. The spores of the creatures that broke through the locks on the door to Lab 558. 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 And that's why the sky's falling down, and that's why we'll never see sunlight. why our lungs will fill with the ash of the innocent dead. It's not the future you wanted, but it's the future you got. And our skin will crack with the dry heat of nuclear wars.
On the door to lab 558.